This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Barbara, good afternoon. Good afternoon. How fun was it to see the Dogs handle their business against Tennessee last weekend?
Well, they did. They absolutely did what they had to do, but it wasn't pretty, was it?
First quarter, no. Not the first quarter.
Yeah, well, I don't get it. I don't get why we have to wait till the second quarter. I was really getting ill watching it. There were no mistakes. There were no interceptions. There were no fumbles that we lost. And it was just a tight game, which I knew it was going to be. And I said we had to score 30 points to win, and we did. But it was a hard 30 points to score.
For darn sure. Barbara Dooley with us here. And now you look at, and I don't know how much you pay attention. We've been spending all week now on this college football playoff committee. It seems like even these guys, no one knows. Kirby brought it up in the postgame. Not sure what these guys are looking for. How would Vince have felt about this kind of stuff?
Well, I don't know how he felt. I think it's wrong. I think the whole thing is screwy. First of all, this I don't even understand it. Do you really understand?
I don't understand what they're looking for. No.
Me either. And you know what? It's their friggin' opinion. And you know they have a bias. You know they do. It should be about numbers somehow, where your feelings can't go into it. But getting away from that, because I know Georgia is at a disadvantage because everybody hates us now that we're winning. And it makes me really sad. But this is the first time I can remember that Georgia has been number 10 in a long time in the polls. But we have the number one strength of schedule in the country.
Hear, hear.
Have y'all talked about that?
Yes, ma'am.
You have?
Yep.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Absolutely. The problem is, Barbara, it's being that part of this conversation is being ignored. And what I've said to Mike, and this is what I believe, and I don't like it either, I think the committee's waiting until it's all said and done, and then they go, man, look at the schedule Georgia played. They beat three top 25 teams. Man, they went here, they went there. They need to be higher. That's what I'm hoping happens. Do you think that happens?
Nope. I don't. Four out of the five top teams have zero losses. We've got two. And the good news is, if there's any good news in any of this, we won't be playing for the SEC championship.
Right.
So we don't have to worry about having three losses. So we've got two. And I don't think we're going to lose to Mass or Tech. But we would have to, I don't know what we would have to do for them to pick us.
Well,
I'm so sad that I don't have Vince here to pick his brain because I know I could understand it. I just don't think any of it's fair anymore.
Right. And think, Barbara, we've said it a million times. It's you just don't know. It's like a moving target. They keep moving the goalpost on you because for years in other polls and out of these playoffs, strength of schedule was the number one. It was the number one deciding factor. And even today, Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, puts out a tweet that says, look, the top five teams are all SEC based on strength of schedule. So he's echoing your sentiments. And then Ward Manuel, the guy that does the speaking for this committee, he couldn't make any sense last night. He was talking in circles. So I'm with you. I don't like committees in general, and I don't understand how this one's working.
Well, I don't either, and when you find out, call me. And I know they don't have a woman on that committee either.
Mm.
Do they?
I think there's one. I believe there's one.
Oh, there's...
You talk, I'll look it up.
Is it a volleyball coach?
Come on, Barbara.
You know, I'm really... I'm getting a little disgusted with all this.
I know. And it's funny, but I get where you're coming from. It's Barbara Dooley, by the way, guys. We talk to her every week, brought to you by our friends at Kroger.
There are two women, Kelly Whiteside, 14 years at USA Today, so a writer, and Carla Williams, director of athletics at the University of Virginia. Barbara, these are the two women
on
the committee.
Carla used to be an associate athletic director for Vincent.
Right.
Carla is a great gal, and she knows football. But I don't know about a USA Today writer. I don't agree with him half the time. I'm sorry.
You're going to ride with one, but not the other.
I agree with
okay,
you.
All right.
That's exactly. I will throw my weight around with Carla, but I won't give the other one the time of day. No. And now we've got UMass coming in here.
Yeah, yeah.
And they fired their poor coach. They can't even wait till the damn season's over. And is their offensive coordinator Sean or Shane the one taking over?
I believe so. Yes, interim.
Yeah,
for the last two games or whatever. Yes.
Right.
Now, am I correct in thinking that he used to be at Louisiana Tech?
I believe you're right.
Shane Montgomery. Okay.
Yeah, I think he was.
Look that up, too.
I believe he was, too.
Yes.
And I think he was.
And here's the thing. You know, you're right. I mean, the Dogs are going to be favored, and they already are as far as heading into this weekend. And Kirby said, look, we got to worry about what's in front of us. He's trying to not get all emotional. But did you hear his comments after the game about the committee? Like, I don't know what they're looking for. And it made national news, Barbara. But I said, Kirby can say this because of where Georgia is and who he is right now, like, and get away with it. We haven't heard coaches be critical of the committee.
Well, he is.
Yeah.
I am. Who's head of the committee? I might give him a call.
By the way, you on the committee, that would be gold. And you as the spokesperson, can you imagine, yeah. Barbara? They haven't played anyone.
Ward Manuel is the head of the committee.
From Michigan. He's the AD at Michigan, yeah.
I think I might give him a call and say, look, I'm a poor widow. My husband has died. And I have nobody to explain this to. Could you tell me about it? What do you think?
I think he'd love it. I would love to have the that phone call be bugged so we could hear it. I would love to have a way to hear that. I really would, because I think he would enjoy that phone call from you.
Right.
All right. I think I'm going to do that, and next week I will report back to you.
Yes.
He might hang up in my face.
I don't think so. He'd be happy to take it. No, I'd be happy to. He's going to listen to you and take your phone call out of respect of who you are and your knowledge of football and the fact of what Vince Dooley means to college football. He's going to take your call.
Okay, so where does he work?
Michigan.
Michigan?
Yeah, he's in Big Ten.
I was in love with Bo Schembechler. Maybe that'll help me get on there.
Were you really? Tell us more.
Nice guy?
Oh, I loved Bo. Yeah, he was tough.
Yeah.
He and Vince were very good friends.
Oh. Did not know that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. And Vince would tell me stories like before I even knew him, he would go up to see Bo to talk to him about football. And he said he watched Bo throw the, back then they used.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Film projectors to review the films. Mm-hmm. And he said he watched Bo pick up a projector and throw it across the coaching room. I went, "Oh, I think I'm going to like that guy."
Wow.
Cut from the same cloth, huh?
Right, right, right.
That's right.
Yeah.
They were, Vince was a Marine. What can I say?
Right. That's true.
Well, they were two tough, hard-nosed coaches, and it doesn't surprise me. They were friends. Go ahead.
No, we were friends.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this: what worries me is not so much UMass, but maybe Tech, because we were so geared up to play Tennessee, and now you know here comes a team that. Everybody's saying we're 50 points ahead of da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
And Coach Saban used to always say, you play to your standard. Right. You don't play to somebody else's team. And we've got to play to our standard. And if we do, then what's exciting is we'll get to see some other kids play. And I want to see our second-string quarterback, Gunnar Stockton, play.
Right.
Have you heard of him?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't been in very much this year. But I hope he gets to play Saturday because I want to see how good he is.
We all do. I think we all kind of want to get a litmus test on what he's got. You're right about that. And then we get into with this new bowl. I don't even think Georgia needs to be in the SEC championship, Barbara, because there's too much risk involved with this. You just touched on it, this crazy committee. How cool is it going to be, though, to have maybe somebody from outside a Big Ten team come down to Georgia and play in Athens in December? That's going to be unprecedented.
Well, they're saying it's going to be Penn State.
Right. We may be going there.
No, I'm hoping they're coming here.
We're going to see.
You know what?
Yeah.
If we go to Penn State, I'll just stay with Super Turno.
How about that?
That's right.
You've got
how about that?
Yeah. So you I didn't even think about that. So yeah, you've got it already hooked up and ready to go.
Yeah, I'm ready to go, baby. Wherever we go, I'm ready to go. But I just want to understand where I'm going. Mm-hmm. I don't want a blind date.
I understand. And you know what? The committee's going to help us with that. Barbara Dooley, we always love our conversations with you. UMass, look, guys, she said it. Handle your business. Live up to your standard. Barbara Dooley, we'll talk to you next week as the season starts to wind down here. We'll see what the committee thinks after this next week here. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.